This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm not worried about no stinking optics, said Obama, who just got paid $400,000 to speak on Wall Street. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I'm the author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. Get it at racepimping.com. Barack Obama, hypocrite, typical leftist, nothing new under the sun. Doesn't matter that we just went through all of this with Hillary Clinton, asking ourselves, who can pay this kind of money to see a speech? Or why should the taxpayers, the stakeholders, the stockholders in these organizations be made to pay for this kind of stuff? This is payola at the highest order. Something is expected of Obama. We don't know what it is. Have we been able to ferret out all the crap he did while he was president? No. How do you think we're going to do this one? This money's running through Canada by way of Dubai, by way of Zimbabwe. We have no clue what they're expecting of this guy. Who do you pay $400,000 to hear speak for an hour? A man that makes more money, the same amount of money in an hour that he made per year, as president of the United States, and still has all the perks. You want to talk about giving the guy the keys to the kingdom? You took a failed community organizer, and he can speak one time a week or one time a month and make more money than he made as president of the United States. Nice job if you can get it. Hey, I'd like to see how that works out for you, average Joe America. You part of the 99%ers. And you 53%ers who are out there slugging away, paying the freight for these suckers, these 47% that are on the public dole, you have that sucker to thank for it. Unbelievable. Anyway, I was looking at headlines. Washington Post. Top Pentagon watchdog launch investigation into money Flynn received from foreign groups. So, what do you mean, money received from foreign groups? I used to work for Hitachi, and when I got paid, was I getting paid by a foreign group? Yeah. Look at the spin. How do we know what Flynn was doing? Flynn is a three-star general. He's probably consulting with foreign governments on whatever. Who knows? I don't know what you do. But so what, he gets paid from a foreign group? Many Americans get paid by foreign groups. They get paid by Japanese company, Chinese company, German companies, you name it. But the way they frame this, you know what they're doing. See, it's still in the news. Flynn, Trump, associates, Russia, whatever else. Crooked. But meanwhile, Barack Obama does exactly the same crap that Hillary Clinton was doing. You know it's payola. And nothing. Well, I shouldn't say nothing. The liberals are definitely looking into it. But what do you think's going to come out of it? Fast and Furious. What do you think's going to come out of it, VA? What do you think's going to come out of it, Benghazi? What do you think's going to come out of it? Huh? Nothing. Here's another headline, Slate. How Trump's racial demagoguery makes it easier for the GOP to sell tax giveaway to wealthy. Now, first of all, that sounds like a class at some obscure liberal arts college, you know. Donald Trump, 101, Trump's racial demagoguery and how it made it easier for the GOP to sell tax giveaway to the wealthy. You know, some other treatment underneath it. Trump's racial demagoguery? What racial demagoguery? I'm just curious. How was he demagoguing race? Was Donald Trump going out there touting the fact that he's a white man? Was he touting the fact that he's helping black people or Latinos or anybody else? No. The racial demagoguery comes from the left. And Slate, yet another leftist rag, fake news rag, wants you to believe that, number one, Trump is a racial demagogue, and number two, the GOP is giving away tax incentives to the wealthy. Let me tell you something, Slate, and any other leftist boneheads that are listening to my program, you're not giving the left, the right, you're not giving the wealthy, I'll get it out here in a second, you're not giving the wealthy tax breaks. See, we send our money to Washington, and then these chumps decide how much we get back. They've already stolen it from us. Anything you get back, you deserve, because they didn't deserve to take it from you to begin with. Do we sell it that way? If I went to black folks, I'd say, let me tell you something, black people. And let me tell you something, leftists. The only reason why you decry the tax rate is because you're too lazy to work for your own money. You're too used to getting somebody else's money. And you know that the way for you to get those people's money is for somebody else to take it on your behalf, to steal it from them. That's all this is about. Because let me tell you, if you got up and did a hard day's work and you got your check, you would absolutely fight tooth and nail to keep some deadbeat sucker like this from getting it. And that's what we should be saying. But do we do that? No, no, we just kind of roll along. It's okay. You guys come get my money. It doesn't matter. Are we doing it for illegals? You know how much money these refugees are getting when they come here? Tens of thousands of your dollars. Most of them are living better than we are. These illegals come across. They get everything you get, and they don't have to contribute a nickel. Now, the left will try to convince you that, of course, they are. They are cost positive. Because we all know when somebody comes over after marching through a desert for hundreds, if not thousands of miles, and they arrive, they're ready to contribute. Because it works that way. This is unbelievable what we let these people get away with. I'm not going to try to shame you. I talked earlier in the broadcast and I said to people, you know what? If you feel like you're being bullied by me, good. I hope you feel that way. I hope, in fact, I want to be the bully. I want you to be so mad, I want you to say, you know what? I'm not going to let Kevin talk to me that way. Fine, don't. Go get involved. See, the difference between me and most of the people that I've run into in this, I'm going to call it an industry or whatever you want to call it, it's life to me, is that I'm going to do it. I'm going to launch a project. I'm going to do something that helps one person at least. By the way, I haven't mentioned our movie, bleedingbluemovie.com. You need to go check it out. We need to get this movie in as many theaters as we possibly can. Because we're going to help law enforcement. And then you know what else we're going to do? We're going to help the poor to realize that they have potential. There's a way for them to live the American dream. And it's not listening to liberals. It's not listening to leftists. It's for them to understand their value. I talk about working on the food line for the Salvation Army. They have these name tags on the people as they came through. And when you say, hey, Ben, how you doing today? And they haven't heard their names in so long. And they look up shocked. But there's a look in their eye that goes, thank you. Well, thank you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Lost, we completely lost our mind. Right today, once again, the government threatens to shut down. We're going to shut down government. I hope they do shut down the government, because when they do, I want to see the guy who tells the postal workers they ain't getting a paycheck. That'll be your right there. You don't want to f*** around with them. I don't know. If they want to shut down the government, fine. Shut down the government, but do the same thing, like the congressmen, the president, none of them get paid. They don't get no money. Like, yeah, everybody's screwed. No health insurance for them. Cut them off. And do it the same way you do to us. Don't tell them until they get to the doctor that they don't have health insurance. You at the hospital all fucked up. They're like, oh no. You might want to try the clinic. Good luck.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The shutdown looms, and Congress, the Democrats, of course, are threatening. We're not going to fund the border wall. We're not going to do this or that. They don't have control of anything. Now, what's interesting, and I learned this through one of the guys that's a leader in one of my organizations. He says, Kevin, Paul Ryan didn't write the fence, the border fence, into the budget. Now, Ryan's out, maybe. Donald Trump said that the Mexicans are going to pay for it. So that could be his out. But I still said Ryan should write it in there. So we get the bill and then we say, okay, this is the money that we're going to recover from that. So I don't know. You never know with these guys. Personally, I think Paul Ryan is a rhino. Funny that his name is Rhino. I can't say you'd be mad about his name because my second son's name is Ryan. His first name is Ryan. It's kind of confusing. My second son. Yeah. My second son's name is Ryan. But of course, that's his first name, Paul Ryan. Second name is Ryan. You guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway, he didn't write that in there, and I think that's interesting. I do indeed. So I want to finish on some of these headlines. Here's another one. New York Times had this headline. A calmer Mexico sees Trump anew as a bluffer at the poker table. Now, I don't know whether Trump bluffs, whether he's got a made hand, whatever. He just caught it on the flop. But the idea that these guys are trying to bait him into probably some kind of action, like we can get him to do something. So they call him a bluffer at the poker table. And Mexico's a lot more calm now, they say. They've probably been given assurances. We're not going to build a wall. No worries. Chuck Schumer or somebody's told them. We'll cut them off at the knees. We won't let it happen. Don't worry. We'll still keep our sanctuary cities. Keep sending over the Mexicans. Now, there were some ranchers that came out recently and said 90% of the traffic that used to come through their ranch. I know these guys, by the way. They were on TV. 90% of the traffic down. Number of people crossing their yard, and their ranches is down to nothing. And they're ecstatic. So if you don't think the policy works, look at the people who are on the front lines that are watching it. One guy told me, I won't say his name, but he says, well, here's what I have, Kevin. He's got a big piece of property. He says, I have, it's funny, I don't even know the breed of the dog. But these are watchdogs. And he says, I had one, and one couldn't do it. I got two, and, you know, Mexicans are still coming across my land. He goes, so I finally decided that three would do the trick. So I have three of these dogs that roam the property. And he goes, they're just pets, and we let them roam the property. And it was like, wink, wink, we're not going to let, you know, I'm not going to tell you that I put them there to keep people off my yard. Yeah, I have my yard off my property. I think he's got like five of these dogs. They're not mastiffs, but they're mean dogs. And you come on the property, they're like wolves. They will hunt you in a pack. And he's like, I got posted signs. Don't come on this property. There are wild animals out here and some trained animals, and you could die. And he says, and funny, I don't have nearly as many people crossing over my property as I did before. Because apparently the word got out that on that property, there are some animals out there who will eat you. So anyway, Mexico's calmer. I don't know why. I didn't click on the articles. I don't click on leftist articles. I mentioned earlier the Washington Post, top Pentagon watchdog, launched investigations into money Flynn received from foreign groups from foreign groups. Then Slate had this one. How Trump's racial demagoguery makes it easier for Trump to sell tax giveaways to wealthy. If you think they're going to cut him any slack, you're crazy. Donald Trump isn't doing tax giveaways to the wealthy. He's reducing taxes for mostly corporations, who can then reinvest in their employees, who can expand. And the tax quote giveaways, which, by the way, isn't a giveaway to a corporation, the tax cuts, if you will, are probably tied to things that they must do. Like they need to start innovation centers or reinvest in employees or do something else, come out with new products. Who knows? It isn't just, hey, let's make a bunch of money. Now, don't misunderstand me. It should be that. These guys should be able to make more money, because when these guys make more money, they do invest return it back, into their corporations. Just amazing. Anyway, here's another one. This is from the New York Daily News. And it was, most Trump voters back president despite abysmal ratings. And the ratings were based on what they called his job approval ratings. So here's what I love how they do this. They lie to you to your face. They tell you, Donald Trump, his stats have fallen. His poll numbers are down. Now, there are three or four polls that show that Donald Trump's over 50% approval across the board. But they don't tell you. No, they're down. And the polls that they're down, the Democrats are like 52%, Republicans are like, you know, 31%, and independents are 4% or whatever. And so they heavily weighted to Democrats. And of course, which implies that they don't weight it towards the Republicans. And they give you that poll, but then they say something as dumb as this. Most Trump voters back president despite abysmal ratings. So the ratings, again, performance. What's his job approval? I told you guys, I haven't met a Republican yet that doesn't like Donald Trump, that doesn't like his performance so far. So the question begs, what are the abysmal ratings? I'd like to know. Job performance in what? Oh, he didn't get Obamacare passed? It's coming. Didn't get his tax plan in yet? It's coming. There's nothing Trump has said that isn't coming. I'm telling you right now. It may not come exactly the way he wanted it, but it's coming. I'm very confident in it, and I know you guys are. Look, I'm talking to you. You're sending me feedback on the program when I go out and give speeches and stuff like that. By the way, I'm coin-operated, but I am willing to come out and speak, especially if it's involving a radio event. If we want to put something together, contact the station where you hear the show and say, well, we'd love to get Kevin out here, and we'll figure something out. But there are people that love Donald Trump, and his stupid polls, these headlines, folks, don't pay attention to them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
When we find out what offends a specific religion and why, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that big a deal. This week, we took our lives into our own hands with Islam. Watch this.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for meeting with me. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
Thank you. They're not known for, but Muslims do have a sense of humor. For instance, your greeting, Assalamu alaikum, literally means peace be unto you. Is that supposed to be sarcastic?
That's real.
Okay. Devout Muslims keep their women covered.
Nope.
And they don't allow them to drive.
Nope.
Leave the house alone.
Nope.
Or go to school.
Nope.
So would you say that a lot of Islamic practices are just common sense?
You're crazy.
Why do Muslims seem like they're so angry all the time? Is it because you guys don't have Christmas?
You never know. I can't speak for 1 billion Muslims.
True. Islam is one of the fastest growing religions in the world. So tell me, how do we stop you?
You don't have to.
No?
No.
You'll stop yourselves, huh?
Yeah, you stop yourself. Because Islam simply means submitting to God.
All right, I'm going to show you some pictures, and you tell me if this is offensive to you and your religion or not, and why.
Okay.
A woman breastfeeding in public.
No.
No, not at all?
Happens a lot throughout the world.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Disney's Aladdin.
No.
Not at all.
Nope.
What about Robin Williams' performance in that movie?
Awful.
Pretty broad, right?
Yeah.
A car parked in between two parking spaces.
Okay, now that offends me.
Yeah. Infuriating, right?
Yes.
What'd you do to this guy?
Nothing. It would be more
I'm
than...
I'm sorry. That was insulting. What'd you do to this woman?
It would be an energy hat.
An energy hat?
Energy hat. I would have to struggle against my own anger.
That's tough. Would you key it?
Nothing.
You guys don't do that, huh?
Can't do that.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. So Khazir Khan, he is the person who spoke at the DNC, the stooge that they used in order to make Trump appear to be anti-Muslim. And they tried to set it up as, you know, Khan was, Donald Trump was upset with Khan's son who died a hero, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. But anyway, the Islamic Studies Center gave the Muslim who attacked then-candidate Trump at the 2016 Democratic National Convention a platform the other night. He's an immigration attorney by training, and he was made famous, for those of you who don't know, for demanding America let in more Muslims without vetting them. That's what he said. That's what his speech was about. I know we have it, but my producers are like, we have the speech. I got it. It's like almost 2 minutes, and I don't want to hear his voice, to be honest with you. But in a Breitbart article, they expose why it's bad for business that Donald Trump is in office. And when I say bad for business for him, it's bad for his business. Khazir Khan has deep ties to the government of Saudi Arabia. the wealthy Islamic nation. Khan also has ties to the controversial immigration programs that wealthy foreigners can use to essentially buy their way into the United States. As it turns out, the Khans are financially and legally tied deeply to the industry of Muslim integration, or Muslim migration, I should say. Well, still integration. Same difference. Khan's website for KM Khan Law Office shows he represents clients. God, what is the deal with me today? He represents clients in the business of buying visas and entering America. That's what they do. One of his specific areas of practice, according to his website, is E2 Treaty Investors, EB-5 Investments, and Related Immigration Services. So why is this bad? The Judiciary Committee Chair Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican out of Iowa, revealed earlier this year that EB-5 immigration programs are riddled with flaws and corruption. The GAO, which is the Government Accountability Office, the media, industry experts, members of Congress, federal officials, they've all concurred that the program has serious problems, serious vulnerabilities. So here are a couple. There's no prohibition against foreign governments owning or operating regional centers or projects. Next, regional centers can be rented or sold without government oversight or approval. There's no oversight of promoters who work overseas for regional centers. These are the centers where they bring these people in and supposedly get them acclimated to the country of origin. If you you may not recall, we talked about Germany doing this, and the refugees trashed it. You didn't give us the right kind of food. They trashed it. No sanctions set for violations. No recourse for people who misbehave at these places. And as you might figure, in something set up that's by Obama, Muslim sympathizer, and the con man like Khan who helped put these things together, there's no background checks on anyone associated with a regional center. Visas are not properly scrutinized. Nothing. Visas are pushed through despite security warnings. Files and applications lack the basic and necessary information to monitor compliance. So what happens is, these people come over, they get here for a little bit, they get into Gen Pop, general population, and they disappear, as they say, like a poop in the wind. Not a poop, but a poot. A poop in the wind is a little more difficult. Department of Homeland Security wrote an internal memo. It outlined concerns that it could be used by Iranian operatives to infiltrate the United States. The memo identifies 7 main areas of the program vulnerability, including the export of sensitive technology, economic espionage used by foreign government agents and terrorists, investment fraud, illicit financing, and money laundering. By the way, all of which were probably done by the Clinton Foundation. Just to give you an example, Barack Obama will have, if you think the Clintons did something bad, wait till you figure out when you get the tentacles of whatever Barack Obama's been doing over the past 3 months. He's not hobnobbing with billionaires because that's what he really enjoys doing. I mean, it's a fun thing to do, but he's setting up the infrastructure. He's picking the brains of the brightest guys, and he's saying, how would I do that and keep my hands clean? And you know what these guys are saying? Don't worry, Mr. President. We'll do it for you. We'll set it up for you. Billionaires, people on the left who control your thoughts, your actions. You say, Kevin, they don't control me. Sure they do. Google pops stuff up all the time. Facebook, they pop up ads for you. Microsoft, they do stuff that you're thinking, oh, I don't know what's going on. They tell you what to think. And these people get in their cabals and they do stuff and they can manipulate currencies of entire countries. They can manipulate the stock market. They can do whatever they choose. They will make Barack Obama rich. They will, as long as he gives them what they're looking for, access to information and how they can, you know, it can be manipulated, that he's good to them. That's why we got to marginalize him. That's why it's not enough to say he was a terrible president. He's out of here. I'm so glad he's gone. No, you want him toxic. You want nobody willing to work with him. That's what you want. You want people to say, nah, whatever. I mean, I see where you're coming from, but no, I can't touch him. Does it surprise anybody that this is the type of speaker that Duke wants? Holy cow. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Two other instances of Duke pro-Islamist, anti-conservative stamp on campus environments deserve mention. So first, a Muslim feminist was disinvited to speak at the hypocritical Duke in 2015 after its Muslim Students Association complained she was an Islamophobic sympathizer. She doesn't support Sharia law in America, so she must be Islamophobic. And apparently, Duke didn't want to upset all their Islamo-fascist students who do want Sharia law here. Nevertheless, the university later re-invited the speaker, citing a, quote, misunderstanding. However, the ever-tolerant MSA boycotted her. Second, the federally funded, historically Methodist university allowed MSA Islamists to combine mosque and state by amplifying their Islamic weekly call to prayer from the campus chapel bell tower. They did an Islamic call to prayer. Now, thankfully, the university dismissed it. They reversed the decision, rather, prior to letting them do it. But just the fact that they considered this should be outrageous to you. God, guys, this is such an affront. While they're boycotting and protesting and burning things down in Berkeley over Ann Coulter or Milo or any practically anybody, this guy Shapiro. Have you seen Ben Shapiro? But leave it to these pandering leftist wackademics to force other people's religions on the rest of us. And all for the sake of political correctness in the form of religious, quote, intolerance. Or what they would call it is religious tolerance. The very same people who, by the way, Saudis, who want to execute an atheist.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What I find unbelievable is the bullying in traditional media. That I think there are some traditional media outlets that are getting ruined by this administration, and it's ruined by their own deeds. That, you know, there are certain networks and newspapers that are very clear on who they are and what they feel, and that's fine. I mean, if you put yourself out as, you know, somebody who supports Trump or is, like MSNBC, is against Trump, at least you get it. You know what you're getting. But when you pretend like you're objective, but you're not, and you are angry, and you are, you know, you are trying to kill. And bully. I think that is killing, and I don't think they know it yet, but I think some of the trusted names in news are not trusted anymore because of this. And, you know, what I think it's so preposterous that, you know, Kanye West went to see Trump, he got trashed. Steve Harvey went to see Trump, he got trashed. You know, they went after me for seeing Trump. So, I guess the solution is nobody should see him. It should be a boycott. That is so stupid.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Harvey Levin. I remember the dude from People's Court, but he runs a thing called TMZ. I think we should be doing something similar as people on the right. You know, pop culture and the influence of it. But the good news was Harvey Levin got it to some degree. He believes there's biased news. Fox is not biased news, I promise you. There's the Hannity show that's biased. And as we've learned, Megyn Kelly was no friend of Donald Trump. I guarantee you Chris Wallace isn't. I promise you Shepard Smith isn't. The Look, Meghan McCain, moderate. What's her name? Abby, whatever. Father was a rich guy, ran for president. I'm telling you, left-leaning at best. She's not even middle of the road. They come off that way. Her husband, she said this the other day. She says, well, you know, my husband, he's a Republican, but he voted for Hillary Clinton. And I was like, that's not even a possibility. That bird doesn't exist. That's a dodo bird. It's extinct. There's no Republican, true Republican, that would vote for Hillary Clinton. So your husband is either a Democrat in hiding or he's got some other skin to wear because he's not a Republican. And Megan was like, I kind of agree. It's not even a kind of agree. It's just a fact. So, you know, these people, they act like Fox is some, you know, right of center. Let me tell you, I am so right at Fox that people don't even get me. They don't. And I'm definitely going to make sure that they understand why I'm there. I'm just telling you, folks, the more we learn about these people, the more dangerous you should see. I played a clip earlier in the program. Bill Clinton's identical take on immigration is Donald Trump. Did they say a word? No. Barack Obama adopted the same stance. We need to build a wall, it's hurting our economy, blah, blah, blah. He changes. They say, oh, he changed. He didn't change. That's who he was. Unbelievable. On The View, they talked about sanctuary cities. And I mentioned it earlier. I'm not going to play the clip. I have a clip from it, but I don't even want to hear these women. And all they did was drone on about the humanitarian aspects and giving us legalities and all this gobbledygook nonsense talk. And I promise you, at the end of the day, all it was about was some leftist diatribe, some leftist narrative, a mantra that they all have to buy into or else they'll get kicked out of the club. Because there is no way you can tell me you're going to go sit in front of the Steinle family and say, the life of a man who should have been deported is worth more than a lady who was walking her baby, walking with her father, and she gets killed. You can tell me that life is worth more, that guy's life, over hers? Taxpaying American citizen, living the dream. And by the way, thousands more. Put a victim of rape by an illegal in front of those women at The View and let them answer to her. Let them answer to a parent whose child has been killed by an illegal. Let them answer to the family of a group of people who were killed because of DUIs or who were ripped off because of identity theft and lost their homes or whatever else. Let them meet the victims of these victimless crimes. Anyway, Tucker interviewed a Mexican dude. I don't know if he's a Mexican national or whatever, but he interviews him, and the guy's got excuses. So why are we building walls? Here's the clip.
Talking about hundreds and thousands of them. Who is going to pick the crops here in the state of California if you suddenly all decide to, like they want to deport all the immigrants that work in the fields here in California? And that, so that, we that are on Monday, May 1st here in San Francisco, are going to stand up and we're going to protest. And not only it's not only about the deportations, but also this wall that he wants to build between Mexico and the United States. You don't build a wall between your neighbors. You know, all these walls around the world have been torn down.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. Look, there's a huge distinction, of course, between immigrants and illegal immigrants. But in the case of illegal immigrants, and those are the ones you say are being targeted by the Trump administration, don't you think it's a little much to sneak into someone else's country illegally and then protest their government? What country would put up with that?
Welcome back. I'm glad Tucker finally said something to the guy. Because, you know, look, I have no tolerance for them. I would say, so let me ask you this. Is there a problem with Americans going across the border to you? So let's just say we live next to each other, and we've each got five kids, okay? And every day I come home, and your five kids are in my yard. They're tearing up my garden. They are eating up my food. I know they've raided my home, and they leave their fingerprints and all that, and they, for all intents and purposes, they might as well just put their pictures up on the wall because I've got them on security camera, whatever. And my kids do nothing to you. They don't come to your yard. They're very respectful. They understand your boundary. Would you be surprised if I put up a fence? You know, it's nonsense. And you know what? I get frustrated because we are having the same arguments over and over again. And my biggest frustration is we are not developing pitches to get back to the left to say, you're going to have to deal with this. Why aren't we making videos of the victims of families of illegals, the kids caught up in the gang wars, the people who are being slowed down in school saying, you know what, I'm sick of going to school and having to be slowed down. Go to a hospital room, an emergency room, and show the number of people that are waiting there and ask, find out how many of them are American. Just go do it. Show this stuff. Look at a TV station in any major city and find out how many different types of programs cater to Latinos or, you know, languages spoken other than English. And on and on. We cater, but we do nothing to fight back. Nothing. We talk about, we know we're right on principle, but big deal. Why are we not selling it? That's what bugs me. And so when guys like me say, I can sell it, you know, I'll put it to you this way. I have over 500,000 people, not close to that. We have 600,000, I don't know, but it's over 600,000 people on Facebook. And if every one of them said, Kevin, today I'm going to give you a buck, I'm not asking for it, but if everybody said I'm going to give you a buck, I promise you, I'd take that 600 grand and I would have so much pressure on one sanctuary city that it would resonate throughout the rest of the country. I would target one. And I would have people clawing at just ready to tear that city down over the fact that the government doesn't want to protect its citizens. That's how I'd go about it. And this knucklehead, who's going to pick the crops? You know what? I guarantee you, if we want to eat, we'll pick crops. We'll get volunteers. We'll get prison labor to pick the crops. We can pick our own crops. And then Tucker's trying to ask him, well, how much? It depends on how much you pay. If you want us to pick crops for $7 an hour, maybe you won't get it. But you pay $15 an hour, you may get a lot of people picking crops. Maybe the price of our crops, our food goes up a bit. But you know what? We will at least have English speakers. I'm sick of it. You don't build walls between neighbors. You doggone do build walls between neighbors. You build roadblocks and bridges, and you do it all. But it depends on the neighbor. Are you being neighborly, neighbor? Of course they're not. They don't care. Mexico doesn't care. They're part of the cabal. They're part of it. They've been working with liberal America to undermine you. Not because they care about your best. If you think liberals care, think that the bringing over a bunch of illegal Mexicans is going to improve things for you, you have to be crazy. They know it's not. They don't care about that. They care about their power. And until you're going to take it away from them, everything else we do is futility. I'm going to be talking about this again next year.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.